Christ is risen. Hallelujah. 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 It's more than just a slogan. It is the cry and faith, especially of the old Christians, early fathers, in a time of persecution, in a time of death. This is what they believe. That's why they have no fear of death. Have no fear of persecution, because they know and they believe that God, that Jesus has risen and is alive. It's their source of hope, source of strength, source of faith, and they believe there's always a solution. So may it be thus. We develop also in that in our heart. So once again, I'm standing here in a delegated authority from our bishop. Our bishop now is in San Jose, Antique, for the Episcopal visit in St. Stephen Church. So as we continue in our celebration of Easter, we are Easter people. And I choose to believe and pray that as we celebrate Easter for many, many years, somehow, somewhere, it has affected our faith. It's affected our lives, our perspective of God, because we serve a risen Lord. And today, in the gospel, one of the gifts given to us in Easter is the peace of God. The peace of God. It is an Easter gift for you and me. It comes from His mercy, of His grace, and of His love. In other churches, they call this Sunday as the Sunday of the Divine Mercy. Because in our scripture reading, it is where they choose to believe the sacrament of reconciliation started. And here, could see that what happens during the time of His crucifixion and resurrection, the word says, the disciple was in one place. They locked the door in fear of the Jewish religious leaders, that if they could do that to their leader, to Jesus, could crucify and kill him, then how much more the followers? So they're there in one place in fear, as the Bible says. They locked the door. Or maybe they also, they have heard that Jesus has resurrected, maybe of fear of not only the Jewish people, but maybe of fear of Jesus. Fear and shame. Why? Because they had abandoned Him. They failed Him to stand in their faith in His crucifixion and resurrection. They're with Him in time of good. But in time of bad, they abandoned Him. They left Him. Nilaglag na si Jesus. In time of problem. Maybe. That's why they lack. But the goodness of God, of Jesus, He came to them. He came to them. He looked for them. And that's when the first peace is said. The Lord said them three times, peace be with you. And in this first greetings of peace, it does not say, hello, how are you? But it's something of a peace deeper than that. A shalom. A tranquility inside that only comes from God. And he came to them and said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And this peace translates first of all, because they're in fear that the resurrection power of Jesus could help them fear to peace, assurance. And in the midst of that situation, in the midst of fear, in the midst of uncertainty, we could have peace. And only God could do that. The world always about peace, but it is shaky and temporary. What the Lord is giving unto us, His gift, is an everlasting gift of peace. And this is what the world is looking for. Peace. A commodity that money cannot buy. Only God could do that, because it is within us. It's not because everything is okay around us. It's because everything is good, no problem, we have peace. But the Lord is saying it's deeper than that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, He said, will guard your heart and mind. Or other times, it will garrison, it will guard you. Guard from what? From those negative things that would come to our heart and mind, because those fear, worries always starts in the mind and goes to the heart. That's why it comes from there. And His presence assures them He is alive. Look at my hands. I am the one crucified, died, was buried. In the third day, here I am. Rise. It is me, Jesus. So that peace will come from the assurance that God is alive, that Jesus is alive. Buhir Diyos, source of our faith, source of our hope, because there is God. As the old people says, may Diyos kito kalibutan. God is in control of the world. In spite of what is happening, war that affect the whole world, especially in economy. We have some doubt or some uncertainties. Everything is going up. But your salary, your allowance, or something is not going up. So now, your budget is affected. It will always give us worry, maybe uncertainty. But the presence of God, the presence of God would assure us, would give us peace that He is with us. That's why He came to them. He came to them. He came to them. Even in a locked door, He just go in. No one open. He did not open. Just come in. And peace. So first of all, they could see the power of God that would eliminate their fear. That they could enter the door without opening it. Locked door. See? It's the power of God that would help us reinforce our faith to believe that He is God. He's a powerful God. You know, when I'm meditating this, that comes to my mind. It comes to my mind of the power of God in connection to the virgin birth. Virgin birth. If the Lord would come in and out of that closed door, locked door, how much more He could come out in the womb of Mary, and Mary's still a virgin. Huh? I'm thinking about the power of God. I'm just in my mind. of God. So it gives us peace once again to be assured that He is alive. Now, do you believe that He is alive? Then, we have a peace of God. Do you have peace? May peace come on? Because He's alive. Now, reality, you know, and I know, is easy to say, amen, yes. What about my problem now? Do you see peace? My sickness, lack of finances, problem in the family. Do you have still peace? Yes. Bad, yeah. See, that's the reality. That's why we have to develop that. To develop that He is with us. God is with us. You know and I know. You know and I know. Because it's easy for us to say, especially for us Bible people, evangelicals, who will always read the Word of God, hear the Word of God, say amen, yes. But when problem comes, that's the testing. If really have still have peace. You know, sample. I'm not saying a sample just to lift up myself. I'm just making a sample to let you know I know what I'm talking. Yung ilip sarili ko. No. That's not make a sample. That I know what I'm talking about. In this recent Dibob Aliyah, say in invitation, sometimes you reserve for two? Huh? Reserve for two? Hmm? At least two. You could count 2, 3. But say, Aliyah, I will invite my friends in the youth. All of them. So, if you invite them, then you have also to invite the family, the parents. So, said, okay. So, this is unfamily. That's another counting. If you say reserve for two, it's okay. Reserve for two, reserve for two. Or reserve for three. But he wants to invite all his friends. We'll invite the parents. So, now, the invitation is and family. So, it booms to only 80, it goes to 170. Lord. So, worry comes in my mind. Lord, worry. Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm praying, multiply. Thank you for multiplication. I'm praying that, but still, I have fear. Honestly, di ba? Sometimes we pray, but still, profir una pata. Reality ba? Real talk ba? Real talk. Bukod at faith talk nga faith talk kita. Sometimes we pray, thank you, Lord, or to supply our needs, but still the negative is in your mind, huh? Thank you, Lord, for the healing. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. But still, mind, you know you're sick, and sometimes that sickness is negative in your mind. But say, Lord, you said in your word. So we pray and we pray. That's why you have to be reality in our heart that God will supply. God will supply. So it's beyond now our budget. But praise God. Praise God. As you believe in that. Lot of people have given their help. I didn't ask them. But they just give their help. Somebody out there in the middle of the night called them, send this. No. They woke him up in the early in the morning. You cook this and bring them in to Father's house. Oh, that's why. As everything has concluded, I said, Lord, everything. The food is overwhelming, and everything was settled. See, worry and doubt is natural to come in. So, don't say, pay talk. No worry. una tawuri nga ron. Kasugod sing sing. But the real thing, yes, maybe there's a lack, but God said He will supply. Yan. So you have to develop that. Whatever right now in your mind, that something that gives you worry, I don't know what it is. If you have something, or maybe you have a locked door. What is that locked door in your life right now that gives you worry, uncertainties? You have no peace. It is because it's locked. Open it. Open it to God. Invite God. So you have peace. So that's what he done. He did. He came to them. Assured, I am alive. So that their faith once again be lit up, rekindled, that truly He is alive. Then, the second piece that should in verse 21. And then, so Jesus said to them again, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, also I send you. And when he had breathed this, he breathed to them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. What is this kind of peace? Peace. The peace that comes from forgiveness. They failed Jesus. Those disciples failed Jesus. They abandoned him. And here, it did not say if they ask forgiveness to Jesus. He is the one who came there. He has already prepared forgiveness to them. Even they ask forgiveness or not, He already forgiven them of their failure, of their sin, whatever it is. So first also, there's peace that comes from forgiveness. If somebody wrong you and you don't forgive, you have no peace. Mag-smash. Peace with you. You know, and you know in your heart, in your conscience, that there's no peace. Ginasibit ka king konsensya. You know it. Your conscience is, you know, something picking you up. There's something wrong. You could portray outside everything's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Baliwala, wala yun. Baliwala, baliwala. Bali meron yun. Sometimes you just keep it. But unless we forgive, there's no peace. You have no peace. And if you have no peace, it would affect now everything. Your body, your mind, your time. Because you have no peace. Stressful ang mind. That's why it come out also in your face. Some people, you know, they made a diet. Nag-new, lumiit sila. But you know, your face always says there's something wrong inside of you. Your face, something. Our outward appearance would be seen if there's something eating inside of you. That's why the Lord, He forgave them. He forgave them. And not only that He forgave them, He said to these people, He restored them. Restored them to their calling, to their purpose. That is said, now, as the Father sent me, I also send you. Restore them, commission them, and empower them by the Holy Spirit to go around the world and proclaim the forgiveness of God that would give peace to their heart and mind. That you have, so that they will have peace with God and peace with others and peace within themselves. Yes. So you and me now are recipient of that forgiveness. That's why we have peace. Now is our turn to go into the world and proclaim the forgiveness. We are not the source of forgiveness. We are. It's Jesus. But we are the instrument to give and proclaim that forgiveness to other people, to let them know that God has forgiven them. God is not angry with them. And that God will never leave them nor forsake them. It is now our part. So that peace comes also from the forgiveness of God. That's why if you have another locked doors, mga sikreto dyan, secret sin, confess it to God and you will have peace. Only God could give that. No other things, no other people, no other things you would do. Because it's in the inside and only Jesus could give them. And then the third piece, once again, it's about connection with Thomas. I said once again, the third piece said, peace be with you. This time, Thomas is not present. The little thing about Thomas, because in the first and second visit of Jesus, in the visit them, Thomas is not there. He is absent. That's why he did not believe. When the disciples told him, we have seen Jesus. He came in here. He did not believe. He is absent. That's why when Jesus was sharing to them, he did not hear, did not see. So, he's absent. That's why don't be absent on Sunday. Because Jesus is sharing. Jesus is pouring his blessing every Sunday. That's why don't be absent, huh? Like Thomas. And now, with that time, Jesus came to them, and Thomas is there. And he showed to him the wounds. You want to feel the wound in my side? To prove to Thomas. What is this? The peace that comes when we trust God. That's what Jesus says. Blessed are those who trust even they don't see me. Blessed are those. So there is always peace when you trust God. Because there are things in our lives that only God could solve. Only God could do something about it. That's why we learn to trust Him. That's why we have no peace. We have fear because, first of all, we don't trust it to God. We're the one holding it. And in reality, you cannot do something about it. So why not give it to God? Trust Him. Trust Him. So that the peace of God, once again, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our mind and heart in Christ Jesus. So that peace that comes from our trust in God as we trust in Him. That's why this peace is just the result when you trust Him. So we have to develop our faith. To develop our faith in the promises of God so that we have peace inside of us, even in the midst of problem, even in the midst of circumstances, because we are convinced and we know God is there and His word, His promise is true. That's how we have peace inside of us. Not because everything is okay around us, everything is good. But even in the midst of problem, in the midst of circumstances, we have peace inside because we know God is with us. So that's very important that to develop our faith in God so that we have peace because we trust in Him. We trust in Him. Total trust, total surrender. That's what the Lord says in last words. Father, I commit to you my spirit. And in the midst of this thing, I commit it to you. He's telling God the Father of his total trust, with total confidence in the whole plan of God. So may it be so, brothers and sisters. This is the one thing that we desire beyond everything, peace. Peace, because I know it. I know it. I choose to believe. Another sample, not to believe myself, but to prove what I know what I'm talking about. When the Lord is calling me in full time, how many years I did not answer that? Because I have fear. What will happen to me if I go full time to God? And my ambition is to be a maging kapitan, to be a captain in the ship. So I have rejected for 3 years also. Then I always say, looky, Lord, last 4 years, another, then last 4 years. And then that last year, last 4 years, 3, I have no more joy in doing my work. And one thing, when I got down, I get a lot of money. I get my, pay. It is also reserved by the company so that you have money to examine everything, your papers. So I had a lot of money. So I was sitting down in SM and everyone is so happy. Happy, may bit, maliit lang ha, si SM. I said, I could buy more than, but I'm not happy. There's something wrong, and this inside, there's all the trouble. There's no peace. Comes the word, there's no peace to the wicked. Something wicked, masama talang masama, ng mga wicked yan. But the wicked, they understand those who disobey God. Those something that you don't want, you don't obey God, or they consider wicked, that's why they have no peace. And there's no peace inside of me. I got a lot of money. May money talaga ako. I thought money can buy. But there's no peace, there's no joy. Then I said, Lord, I know there's something inside of me because I have disobeyed God. That's why I always said, money cannot buy. I know that. The only way is to obey God that you have total peace. So, brother and sister, once again today, may we have that peace of God. It is a gift, an Easter gift for you and me by our risen Lord. In our text, that peace comes from His assurance that He is alive, His presence in our life. That peace that comes from forgiveness and reconciliation to God and to others, and have peace inside of us. And that peace that also comes in trusting and having faith in God in everything in our lives. And may it be, brother, as I said, it is the last line there. All are this written so that you and me would have life. It is written for you and me because we are not there during crucifixion, during resurrection. That's the last verse. It is written for you and me so that we have life. Life eternal. A God kind of life that we have to experience now. Including that peace. It comes from God alone. It comes from God alone. So maybe once again, if we develop our faith that is alive, one of the gifts is peace. Christ is risen.
The Lord
is risen. Hallelujah. 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 Peace be with you. Please stand.